Chapter 4. The Masters. That which is righteous, and equal to the servants give ye, having known that ye also have a master in the heavens. In the prayer continue ye, watching in it in thanksgiving. Praying at the same time also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to speak the secret of the Christ, because of which also I have been bound. That I may manifest it, as it behoveth me to speak. In wisdom walk ye toward those without, the time forestalling. Your word always in grace, with salt being seasoned, to know how it behoveth you to answer each one. All the things concerning me make known to you shall Tychicus, the beloved brother, and faithful ministrant, and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I did send unto you for this very thing, that he might know the things concerning you, and might comfort your hearts. With Onesimus the faithful, and beloved brother, who is of you, all things to you shall they make known that are here. Salute you doth Aristarchus, my fellow captive, and Marcus, the nephew of Barnabas, concerning whom ye did receive commands, if he may come unto you receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justus, who are of the circumcision, these only are fellow workers for the reign of God, who did become a comfort to me. Salute you doth Epaphras, who is of you, a servant of Christ, always striving for you in the prayers, that ye may stand perfect, and made full in all the will of God. For I do testify to him, that he hath much zeal for you, and those in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Salute you doth Lucas, the beloved physician, and Demas. Salute ye those in Laodicea, brethren, and Nymphas, and the assembly in his house. And when the epistle may be read with you, cause that also in the assembly of the Laodiceans it may be read, and the epistle from Laodicea that ye also may read. And say to Archippus, see to the ministration that thou didst receive in the Lord, that thou mayest fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds, the grace is with you. Amen.